On the phone joining us now is retired Colonel Kay Hutchinson. Colonel, good morning and welcome to K-Man's In Focus.
And good morning to you and to all your listeners.
We have had you on a number of times. Of course, you've been around here for an awful long time and retired here. And we think that you probably have as good a perspective on Retiree Appreciation Day as anybody. And you're quite involved in that. So tell us what all is involved with Retiree Appreciation Day coming up Saturday on post.
Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to Colonel Arroyo and the folks at Irwin Army Community Hospital for doing the drive-through shot day this Saturday. Retiree Appreciation Day is always a big day at Fort Riley, a day-long event at Riley's Conference Center. We do it every year at this time of the year. Unfortunately, with the COVID-19 restrictions about crowd sizes and things, we could not host that this year live. So we're doing a virtual Retiree Appreciation Day, and I'll talk about that in just a little bit. But we couldn't figure out how to give shots virtually.
And
so Colonel Arroyo and the folks at Irwin are doing the drive-through shot clinic 9 o'clock Saturday morning, this Saturday, to 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So if you're a military retiree, make plans to be at Fort Riley at Irwin sometime during that time frame, 0900 to 1400 this Saturday. Retiree Appreciation Day is a gathering of old soldiers. Old soldiers never die, they say. They just fade away. And it's always a grand time when those of us who have served get together at Fort Riley, discuss good times together, some of the bad times we may have experienced during our careers and such. But it's a great time for retirees to get together. Since we can't do it live in person at Riley's Conference Center this year, we're doing it virtually. I know it'd be hard for somebody to know this, remember this, but to get to our retirees, go to www.home, that's H-O-M-E, .army.mil/Riley. Once you're into that website, you can click on Retirement Services Facebook page, and then you can access all of the updated information that we're currently running now on that site and hear from the same subject matter experts that you would have been listening to had you been able to be there in person and things. So we have a lot of those videos running. Of course, the big one every year for military retirees is TRICARE. There always seems to be changes in TRICARE, and most military retirees, many military retirees, are Medicare eligible. I can't say most because some retire before they're Medicare eligible. But Medicare and TRICARE have a role that they play together, and military retirees want to know and need to know what changes might be there. So that's one of the subject matter experts that we're running on our website as we proceed with a virtual Retiree Appreciation Day. We have a lot of others. We're going to hear from the Veterans Administration. We're going to hear from the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs. One of the subjects that retirees my age have to think about, although we don't like doing that, is once we leave this earth and travel to our next assignment, where do we put the remains? And there are several military cemeteries in Kansas that retirees can access. And the one right there between the Manhattan Airport and Fort Riley is a big one. That's where my next plot is. So anyway, that's one of the subjects. Honor flight is another subject that's going to be discussed. The group of organizers that put together these flights for military veterans to Washington, D.C., to be able to see all of the outstanding monuments, particularly those that are dedicated to the military services. And the Museum of the United States Army just opened yesterday, was its official opening day. So there are a lot of things to see in Washington, D.C. I can't recall all of them now, although I was privileged to serve twice at the Pentagon during my career. But those are some of the things you're going to see. It's all done virtually. www.home.army.mil/Riley. And then click on the Retirement Services Facebook page, and you can access the updated information that you're going to want to know about. The other thing is that, and it's, I know it's difficult listening and writing down that kind of an address, but you can call the Retirement Services Office at Fort Riley, 785-239-3320. And they can help you, 785-239-3320. We'll get you the Retirement Services Office. And if you have any questions about the virtual retiree appreciation day, you'll be able to get those answers there. So what are your questions?
You know, I think you answered about everything. You got a lot of things that are going on. The one thing that I think a lot of some soldiers and longtime residents that are retired would like to see, you know, you talked about the trip to Washington, D.C., that Eisenhower Memorial that is was dedicated here. I think that that would be something that they would enjoy. I know I sure would. How about you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are so many things. I mean, living and serving in Washington, D.C. is a whole different deal, I can assure you. But the two times we were there, we certainly enjoyed driving around the city and seeing some of those monuments and memorials. But there have been many that have come along since I was there. I served my last time there, I think, 1979. And from there, I came to Fort Riley and then a couple of other assignments after that before I retired. But anyway... The honor flight is a good thing, and everybody that I've spoken with that has been on an honor flight just have high praise for how they're treated. It's just a great 3-day event for them, and I hope all of you listening who are veterans, you don't have to be retirees, just a veteran, can qualify to be on one of those honor flights. But that's one of the subjects that is being discussed on our virtual Retiree Appreciation Day.
Well, certainly going to be a wonderful day to celebrate those retirees. Colonel Kay Hutchinson, one of those. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on K-Man's In Focus, and hope all goes well for you Saturday. Looks like the weather's going to be perfect for it.
And thank you for the time that you've given us to talk about this.
Happy to do that. That's one of the things that we like to do around here. Colonel Kay Hutchinson retired at Fort Riley. And coming up next on K-Man's In Focus, we have a couple of segments visiting with folks from Pawnee Mental Health, including Robin Cole, the director, and Bruce Johnson. We'll also talk about a special event that they have coming up. It's K-Man's In Focus, back in just a couple of minutes. All right, Kay, thank you so much.
I hope that was okay.
Yep,